Today's Daf is Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Dalet. We learn one of the teachings of Abaye at the bottom of Amud Aleph, that if we consider the case where Reuven sold his field to Shimon, but there was no achrayut, there was no guarantee on the property, and then disruptors show up saying Reuven wasn't the true owner of that field. So we have this issue over here. What's going to happen? So the halacha is like this. Ad shehechzik ba, until Shimon has taken possession of the land, Yachol Lachzorba, then he is able to back out on the acquisition. Mishehichzikba, once he has taken possession, Shimon is not able to back out. For it to be considered as Hechzikba, so how does it work? What does it mean to be taking possession? So Tosa writes that it would be from when the new owner walks along the Meitzar, Daish Ameitzri, walks along the borders of the land, thus showing his interest in acquiring that land. Rashi here in the Rashbam, Bav Basra, speak about fixing or strengthening the border fence around the perimeter. Similar kind of idea to Tosfot, more about the perhaps security, the fencing. The Achronim pick up Tosfot's comments and add that walking along the field perimeter, it's a statement of taking control, and seems like any other kinyan chazaka. That's the idea. The Rambam, his language, in Hilchos Mechira, Perikintas Halacha Beis, essentially follows Tosfot, but has this language that he uses of hishtamshut, of using the land in a certain way. Vim nishtameshba, person is engaging with the land, engaging with the, taking action there. Halokeach, then kolshu, even a little bit, even if he just does a little bit of activity there. Vafilu dash hameitzar shala, almost using the exact same language as the Gemara, if he literally just walks on the borders of that piece of land, then the halacha is eino yachol lachzor bo. That is considered taking possession. That's the halacha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram Avinu and promised him the land, and then later to the Jewish people, to Am Yisrael, we find a similar concept to this idea of taking possession of the land by walking along its borders. We've discussed previously, Hashem tells Moshe, Parshas Va'era, Ve'eveti Otam, Ve'natati Ota, Lachem Morasha Ani Hashem. So here in this pasuk, we have this idea of a gift, of a matana. Hashem's going to give us the land. This is, of course, the fifth of the languages of Geula. Hashem promises to Moshe, after he redeems them, takes them out of the land, he's going to bring the Jewish people to the land of Israel. Gives them the land, and it's also going to be a marashan inheritance. To receive a gift, an acquisition is required. A type of kinyan is required. But to receive an inheritance, there's no requirement for any type of acquisition, transaction. And the first promise of Eretz Yisrael to Avram Avinu, first, in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, Perkei Beis, the Zaracha Tenet Aretz Hazot, going to give it to your children, and then one parak later, Ki Et Kol Aretz Asher Ata Ro'eh, that entire land that you see, Lecha Tenena, Ulezaracha Ad Olam, Kum Italech Ba'aretz, La'orka L'rachba. Hashem says, stand up and walk the land, its length and its width. The promise is repeated again, the Brit Ben Betarim, repeated to Yitzchak, that he shouldn't leave the land of Israel, it's going to be his children. Yitzchak blesses Yaakov with this blessing. And then Yaakov, right before he dies, to Yosef, repeats this, and so on and so forth. The Kli Yakar, beautiful explanation, that he says there's two sides to the kinyan, to the receiving of the land of Israel. There's the spiritual side, which is the promises that Hashem makes, Lecha, Lezaracha, I'm going to give it to you. But in the halachic sense, the kinyan, the type of acquisition that Avram took possession of the land, was kum hitalech baretz, get up and walk the land. She says is the kinyan of Daish Amitri. She says that's exactly what our Gemara is talking about, walking around the borders of the land. Perhaps we could add to this idea, we know that Hashem did not tell Avram exactly where to go initially. It was just the commandment, lech lecha, go to the land, Asher Eka, the land I'm going to show you. And the purpose of which was to ignite excitement and passion within Avram, so too. It's not enough to just be told this land will be yours and your descendants, but get up, walk length and width to show your excitement and love in action. This creates the level of ownership.